Hi, Greg. We got disconnected. So what I was saying is you'll have Facebook ads for anyone who might have in the back of their head a project in mind, but they're not actively searching. You'll have ads running there. Part of that $2.99 package has $100 of Facebook ads. Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents per click, so that's about 400 clicks from someone who would be in your area and might be needing your services. They can click on it, see your website, and from there pick up the phone to call you. So just another way for you to generate business, and certainly worth it. Now, I think I asked you before, but the business name is GPS Excavating Portables and Septic, right? That's how you would want the business to be listed?
Yep.
And the and is spelled out, right? The AND is spelled out, not the ampersand. All right. And it does look like the phone number that we are speaking on is a good number for your customers to call, the business number. Is it also a good number for us to use to reach you regarding your account?
Sure.
And and is it a smartphone, or are you able to receive text messages?
Yep.
You are, okay. Yeah, so most of the time, you'll just get direct phone calls from your customers. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Customers will be calling your number directly. We do use phone, text, and email. Email is usually just for longer pieces of information that we would want you to have for your records. But did you have a preference as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
I don't know.
Phone
or text? Contact me.
Well, it's really just for updates, so in the beginning it might be a couple of times, but as long as everything's going well, you know, we'll just maybe call you once in a while just to check how everything's going. You are going to have a detailed reporting system. Phone? Okay.
Yeah, you can just call.
I'll just put phone. You'll also have a reporting and tracking system. You'll have 24/7 access to that, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting and where it's coming from. Now, the 30360 North Highway 24, that's still an active, accurate business address?
Uh-huh. I don't take mail there, so.
No, you don't. But we wouldn't be mailing anything out to you. But I did see that listed for your company. And then if you don't have any other questions for me, one thing I would do would be to schedule your client interview. We'll have a technician speak with you again, a little more details about where you want to be found and all the different services that you want to provide, anything like a mission statement or motto that you want us to have for your business. You know, obviously knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, anything like that. We do cover all of that in a follow-up call. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Now, the other thing that I would do, because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It's required of us, and it does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we have reduced the cost of the service, that we've waived your setup fee, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is actually, though, pretty straightforward. I am, Greg, required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we could move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Steiner, give me just a quick second then to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Greg. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Me right now?
Yeah, for the recording. I do, like I said, have GPS Excavating Portables and Septic. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
Okay. And then it says, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Greg Steiner, owner.
Okay. And then, Mr. Steiner, as the owner of GPS Excavating Portables and Septic, of course, Greg, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yep.
of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Greg, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yep.
Okay. Then it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are in fact able to contact you. For that reason, we do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, text messages, emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers, Mr. Steiner. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yep.
Perfect. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you would continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it's month to month. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the content that we'll create for your business. Of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Greg, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Mr. Steiner, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll do what's called a NAPW audit, name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that all of that information is accurate. We do it in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, with it being a fixed rate on a month-to-month basis, the setup fee waived entirely, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 19th of March, and the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. Mr. Steiner, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount. So there's no taxes, no fees, there's no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and of course the social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 19th of the month, and that same exact reduced rate of just $299, again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract, which of course means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause the service too, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even if necessary, pause the service seasonally. You can certainly do so by simply contacting our client support team. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the next month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Greg, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Steiner, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yep.
Okay. And then that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
MasterCard.
On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Is it Greg or Gregory or any middle initial on the card?
Gregory P. Steiner.
You said G, like Gregory?
G.
T like Tom?
Like pillow.
Oh, P. Yeah, I mean, it's, yeah. Even on a clear phone call, and there's just a tiny little bit of background noise, but even on a clear phone call, G's, P's, T's, they all sound the same.
Yeah.
F's and S's are even worse. N's and M's. Boy, I tell you, it's crazy. So I've got P.
Yeah.
Actually, my first name is Paul. So I've got Gregory P. Steiner, and then you said that was a MasterCard, sir. That should actually start with a 5. All MasterCards do. I am ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
5236.
Mm-hmm.
6650.
Okay.
0027.
Yes, sir.
8486.
The expiration month and year?
825.
You said 8 of 2025?
Yep.
And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
395.
So I've got 395, 395 on the back of the card. I've got August or 08 of 2025 for the expiration date. And then, Mr. Steiner, was the card itself 5236, 66, 65? Or hang on a second. It's all, no, 66. Yeah, so it's all stuck together. There's no spaces. And there's no dashes, and it's late in the day, and I probably should refill my coffee. Let me start over. I've got 5236, 6650, 0027, 8486.
Yep.
Okay. Does that bill at the 30360 North Highway 24?
No.
Or is it a different address?
No.
Okay. What is the billing zip code of that particular card?
81236.
236, and just for our records, what is the actual physical address?
21201 Chalk Creek Drive.
Okay, perfect. Now, in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there, but if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yeah, I'm driving, so I'll
have to that's okay. Yeah, you don't... we'll definitely get an email out to you. And then I did want to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25, 30 minutes. So we'd be looking at tomorrow. First available would be 8 a.m., last available 4 p.m. Looks like there's just the one exception of the lunch break at 1 o'clock. Other than that, there is at least one spot available for every hour in between. Did you want something kind of early in the day or later, mid-afternoon? It takes about 30 minutes. We do schedule by the hour, so it gets you pretty close to the beginning of the hour.
I'll do 8 a.m.
8 o'clock? Okay. It's going to be scheduled from 8 o'clock until 9. The call usually gets to you right at the very beginning of the hour. If I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, answer any questions you have, and then hand it over to them. I may already be on a call. They'll call you no matter what. Oh, hang on one second. What is this here? So my supervisor just sent me a message. Now, you had already told me that you'd probably give it a few months anyway, so this kind of works out. My supervisor is saying if you wanted to prepay for 3 months, we'd save you $100. So instead of basically $100. Instead of $299 times 3, it would be $800 as an out-the-door cost for 3 months.
$800 versus $900?
Yeah. Save you $100 over the course of 3 months.
Sure. Go for it.
Okay, so we'll do that. And then you'll receive tomorrow at 7 o'clock, you'll receive an automated email as well, and I'm going to send you a calendar invite also. And then, at 7 you'll receive the reminder email. The call is scheduled at 8 o'clock, but an hour prior you'll get that. And then... are you like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? When did you want to be found? Are you still there?
Hello?
So for listing the business, did you want it to be like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Sunday.
Monday through Sunday? Is that like 7 to 7, 8 to 5?
Let's do 9 to 6.
9 to 6? Okay. 9 to 6, 7 days a week. And then at this point, are you taking cash, check, credit card, anything like Venmo, PayPal, cash apps?
Cash, check, and Square.
Okay.
Credit card.
Gotcha. Cash, check, and credit card. Okay. And it's residential and commercial, right?
Yep.
Did you have any preference of one over the other? You kind of like a nice even mix?
No preference.
No preference? Okay. So we'll target both residential and commercial clients. Now, I know you're kind of on the road and you're driving, but I did want to set a little bit of added security here on your account, just a question and an answer. If anyone calls us moving forward and telling us that they are with GPS Excavating Portables and Septic, even if it's you, Mr. Steiner, and we recognize your voice, we may still ask you for the answer to the security question. And more importantly, anyone who calls you moving forward, if they identify themselves as with Google or even with Local Splash, first of all, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. If they can't provide that to you within 30 seconds or so, just politely let them go. If they're calling you and asking you for more money for your Google listing, just politely let them go. Like I said, the voice verification is clear. In this case, though, we are doing that 3-month prepay for the $800. And then if you decide to keep the service moving forward, it would either kind of go back to $299 on a month-to-month basis, or if you love the service, and we hope that you will, you can upgrade to the 1 year, which is $2,500. Now, we would prorate the first 3 months, so it would be like another, boy, it's late in the day, my brain's not working too well, but you would just pay the difference of the $2,500 and the $800 for the rest of those 9 months, okay? So that's actually going to save you quite a bit. If you decide to go that route, it would be an additional $1,700. If I divide that by 9 months, those last would be $188. Would be, you know, it's actually, it saves you over the course of the year $1,100. So you'd have that option too at the end. But your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Minneapolis.
Minneapolis, and I'm guessing that's the city you were born in and not, like, your dog's name. Could have been.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
That's okay. Got it. Yeah, you know, I mean, cities for names, even for children. You know, you have people being named Austin. You know, that's a good name for a kid. Anyway, yeah. Got to type it in twice here. But you are all set and squared away there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now? We're breaking up just a little bit on the phone call. I just wanted to give you a little bit of a heads up on the email that you should have already received.
I'll look and see. Yeah.
Okay. So it says Local Splash initial invoice. And then it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on that click here, it is hyperlinked, goes to the Local Splash terms of experience. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but of course Google's going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus, but we will mirror the content on Bing because about 1 out of 10 people will choose Bing instead of Google. We want you to get those phone calls too. Of course, the Facebook ads are included as well. There's a line you see towards the bottom. It has your mobile number underneath it and two boxes just below that. One says, I agree to receive SMS messages, which are text messages through the computer. Of course, we want you to click on that box. The other one says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card, so we do want you to click on that box too. And the longer box below that, where it has the arrow pointing towards it that says sign, that's where you would either copy and paste or type in your name as it appears. So it is case sensitive, Gregory P. Steiner, no period after the P, but the G, P, and S are all capitalized. I should not even have had to ask you, sir. I apologize again. It's late in the day, but no excuse is valid for this. It's GPS excavating, and I was still asking you to tell me if it was a P, T, or a T. I should have known right away that it was P. I apologize again. But yeah, once you've got...
Oh, yeah.
It should have been clear as mud, right? I think it
yeah.
was clear as mud.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Long day, but
yeah.
still no excuse. Yeah, the P should have been pretty clear, as in the business name, Gregory E. Steiner, GPS. Once you've got it in there...
I'm not going to look at that now, so I'll have to sign
No, that's
later.
Okay. I just wanted to give you the heads up. It'll make more sense when you do see it. And then just click the confirm signature box to the right. It'll do a few things. It lets us, of course... do the initial NAPW audit to make sure anything that's out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. And, of course, it lets us know that you know that it is month to month, that we've reduced the setup fee. Of course, the first 3 months have been prepaid and that you saved $100 already. So we're looking forward to getting this going. We appreciate your patience in dealing with this phone call and my ineptitude towards the end of the day. Usually it's my computer that slows down at the end of the day, but today it was me. But anyway, we'll be giving you a call tomorrow, and I hope that I'm going to be part of that phone call when we reach back out to you in the 8 o'clock hour.
And is it going to be 8? Because I'm going to have to leave at 8:30.
Does that time work for you? I mean, it might take a little bit more than a half an hour if you've got any questions. We can schedule it for any other time if you want something else.
I'm just so busy. Best I do before I leave the house. I can probably drop to 8:40.
Okay. Yeah, well, I'm going to put it in the notes. It's the beginning of the day, so usually they get
behind. I'm just
saying,
don't have a call at 8:20, you know.
Yeah, no. It's usually right away. The only reason why we have an hour window for a half hour phone call is sometimes they do take a little bit longer, and sometimes towards the end of the day they start a little bit later. But that's the first call. We should be able to get that right out to you right at 8 o'clock or a couple minutes after. I'll put it in the notes that you don't have a whole lot of time. So usually they take about 25, 30 minutes. I think we'll be able to get that done tomorrow.
All righty.
All right, Mr. Steiner. Greg, I really appreciate you. You do prefer Greg over Gregory, right?
Greg, yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Greg. I'll put that in the notes, too. I appreciate your time, Mr. Steiner. Welcome aboard. We're excited to get this going for you.
Great. Thank you.
You enjoy the rest
Won't
of the day, sir.
Now. Okay.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye now.